What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha. Today, I've got another great guest joining the podcast, Oliver Bateen. How you doing today, sir?
Doing well, sir. Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Thank you for being on. It's crazy. I like to make sure to have people on that, you know, that I know on some level. And it's been years since we actually have, like, engaged with one another through email or social media or whatever. But we actually just met, like, was that last year? You were jogging?
Yeah. I was going to jog, man. I don't live in Papillion no more. I just moved to Elkhorn with my wife, so.
Oh, nice. Gotta,
yeah.
That's a ways out. That's a big difference.
closer to my mom and stuff. And, you know,
Cool. Yeah. Cool. So, you know, let's tell the people a little bit about Oliver and what it is that you do. You know, I think we came across each other in the small business group on Facebook some years back. So what do you do right now, sir?
So right now I am actually an artist. I've been drawing for over 10 years. I've learned it from my dad. My dad was a huge landscape painter. He has made amazing landscapes for people. He's been in a couple galleries here in Omaha. My dad was actually a huge drafter for Boeing 747 planes, and back in the day he actually was the one that helped draw out the planes, and so they Boeing needed him and his skill set, and so it's a major accomplishment that, you know, he always did, and so I've always admired that a lot about him, and so I just kind of ran through my blood a little bit, and then in 2013 I still work at this cheese shop in Baker's grocery store. So in 2013, I was doing some cartoons and stuff. And, you know, a guy hit me up named Tony Jarris, hit me up on Facebook and saw my work, who actually lives in Hollywood, California, who's an author. And he, you know, he asked me what I did a little bit. Cause you know, I drew a lot of cartoons, back in the day. And I still do, you know, every once in a while, I'm still trying to work on these children's books, but he, sure. Anyway, I told him that I was a cheese steward, and so he's like, "Hey, man, why don't we just write a book about cheese mice in a grocery store?" And so the book got published, called The Big Cheese Family, and so now and last year Kroger just here in Omaha, they bought the books, and so they're for sale actually in the store at Lakeside Plaza in Omaha. So.
Yeah, and you guys had it. Well, I know it got rescheduled. Did you still have the like book signing event? Because I know it got rescheduled initially.
I had that last year in November of 2019. So in November.
And I was going to try to make it, and then it got rescheduled, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then right now, I just do a lot of, you know, custom work for people for the most part. It's actually been pretty successful at that. So I just launched a new website. Unfortunately, my father passed away last year and, in April. So what I did just to represent him is, I created a website called BateenLegacy.com. It's where, you're able to get prints of my father's work and mine. And so, it was pretty amazing. Again, my dad was a huge landscape artist, so he did a lot of wonderful paintings. So
yeah, and that's got to be a big inspiration. You know, I lost my pops and that's how I started my business, so I know that, like, it gives you some added, just like,
dude, just that, you know, that motivation and comfort, man. You just, you know, you feel like you're doing it for your parent, you know, so just to represent, you know.
Yep. And you know, at least if you're doing it for with that motivation behind you, like, you know, like we talked about before we started recording, even if you don't make money from it, just it being your passion, man, like it makes a difference.
Exactly, man. It brings you joy, man. And that's the thing. Like, even for me, I wasn't doing it for the money part. You know, that came with it later. You know, yeah. What I'm saying? It just that stuff comes. You know, especially as artists, a lot of artists they struggle a lot because I was really fortunate to learn the business side of things, of marketing, of being an entrepreneur. So I think, you know, social media is a big deal nowadays, and if you learn the skill sets to market your stuff and learning to it'll come, you know. But I think a lot of people is just like I've had people ask me, they're like, well, I just when I draw, or if I do for the money, I don't feel like it kind of takes the passion out of things, you know. And I believe there's really just a balance of all things, you know. And so just do it from the heart, do it because you love it, you know. The money part comes. You just learn that type of skill set. It's patience, man. It takes consistency, right? Yeah. Don't just consistency, man. So
I want to touch on one of the things that you said earlier too. I know for myself, when I think of an artist or someone with like a great talent or gift, you know, a lot of times those people are born with those gifts. And a lot of times it comes out early. And you said you didn't start actually drawing until about 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, I've watched my dad draw, you know what I'm saying? For me to actually do it like consistently every day, that's when
you had a knack for it but you didn't just do it.
And so, but my, like I said, I didn't start because in middle school I used to do a lot of graffiti work. And so I used to, because back then I couldn't afford lunch money. You know, times were tough, man. Amen. And so what I would do is I would ask people if I could draw their names in graffiti art, and they'd pay me like, I don't know, $2 a name. And so that's how I hustled something. So yeah. And then I later on life, I just got tired of kind of being broke. I was like, you know what? I gotta change something, you know. I gotta find a way to still love this, but still make money at the same time.
So what was it that, you know, sparked that change, that turning point, when you were like, okay, this is something that I want to do and that I want to like go after?
Oh man, you know what? I have to say, man, just I don't know what it was. I think it was just really my dad, really. You know. I know when I got published, that really sparked something under me.
Yeah.
And I really thought what I could do, you know? And so it's just like with anything, a skill set. I ain't gonna lie, cause I gotta say, even 4 or 5 years ago, my drawing sucked. You know, compared to what they were, but I have to say they're a lot more, there's just a really, really big change compared to what I used to.
Yeah.
Cause let's say if I drew a person now, it looks a lot more realism and you can just see the depth in it. Back then, it looked kind of like, I don't know, an outline, and there's no shading whatsoever. It just, you know, and that's the thing. If people that are trying to be an artist, man, work on your skill set. You know, you don't want to sell sucky art. Right, you know,
right. That's gonna be out there.
Yeah. You know, I learned to take good criticism too, because even when I went to Metropolitan College for a while, just to up my skill set. I took a drawing class in there because I wanted to learn more, you know. Right. And some of the people in there were very beginners, and a lot of them were just, oh, dude, they're like, what the hell are you doing in here? Like, you're really good. I'm like, oh, I need to learn more, because I wasn't good at drawing people. I was terrible at it.
Right.
And so everyone has their, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to talk about too, because I feel like you have a diverse perspective when it comes to art, because you've done like animal drawings. Like, I see you a lot of times with like dogs.
Yeah, I do a lot of pets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do a lot of pets. I do a lot of, I'm still working on my people. I do a lot of, right now I just started working with real estate agents, which is pretty sweet. I'm actually doing watercolor houses right now to help give their customers.
Yeah.
So
you sold some of those last year, right?
Yeah, dude. And so I just got a contact with a good friend of mine named Mark, who works for Berkshire Hathaway. And he's like, dude, I'd love to give these to my customers. And next thing you know, I've had people contact me.
Hey, whatever works, man. Whatever gets the job done.
It's always networking, man. You know, finding ways to do your passion, but finding ways to financially to take care of your fam, man, you know?
Yep, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, we all know that. You know, still got full-time jobs.
The hustle never stops, bro.
Yeah, man. So, what is your favorite type of art to work on?
You know, I don't really have a category, but when I'm doing freehand stuff, I love doing landscape paintings when I have time to do it for the most part. So, cause I do a lot of orders for people, but I would literally just, I could paint or draw all day long, you know?
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. So do you do a lot of just abstract stuff too? Like if you have time, you just sit and.
I don't really do any abstracts. I like doing nature. That's what my dad did. My dad did a lot of nature stuff. Trees and plants and just, yeah.
You find like a special location or like, how does the decision?
I look at certain photos. Sometimes I go take my own photo, but I'm not trying to steal people's work. I get inspiration, you know, that's how, you know, things come about, you know? So I just try to go do my own thing and, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, like we talked about the pets and whatnot, do you get a lot of clients that come to you? Is it a lot of families that their dog or pet has passed away, or is it just something that they want to do?
I know it sounds terrible, but yeah, most of the dogs that I get have passed, like they're, you know, because when you have a, you know, I got two cats, you know, I'm more of a dog person. My wife was a cat person. So, but you know, it's still, you know, those are your fur babies, right? If you have a dog, their unconditional love is 24/7, man. That's family. And so it's more sentimental value, you know. That's why I think I love doing that for people, because it brings them joy, you know, right? Art brings, when you see a picture, it brings you happiness,
right?
Or sadness, right? It's an emotional
emotion, one. Yeah. And so I feel like too with that type of work, you know, you not only are you, you know, serving some kind of purpose and invoking that emotion when, you know, you first unveil it to them and they see it, but I mean that sticks around. That's not like, you know, that doesn't go away. And they
exactly, man, exactly, dude. And so that's why I think that's what drives you the most, is when serving others hits the heart, you know what I'm saying? That's what drives me the most, man. It's not so much about the money. It's really just serving others and the heart, you know, something that they loved, you know. It's, you know, when they say the customer's always right, you know, service, dude, it's, you know, it really is. It's really about service. So,
yeah. So, man, if you had like one piece that you could work on, would that be a landscape then? Like if they're like, hey man, this is your last piece that you'll ever be able to work on, what's it going to be?
Oh man, dude. Man, bro. You know, I'm a very Christ-like person. I'm gonna lie. I'm not trying to bring religion on him, but you know what? I think Christ would be a pretty sweet one to paint, because I've never done that before. So.
Hey man, it's a challenge too, right?
I think that'd be a sweet one. But you know, landscapes, just something that bring, like I said, something that touches the heart. I'm all about it, bro.
Cool. And with your pops being like a big inspiration for you, did you guys, you know, spend a lot of time working on art at the same time, or like, how did that all work out?
You know, I would watch my dad, you know, paint for hours, actually in the garage. He had this like little, almost like a little studio set up, and he would like just paint for hours. You know, and he would always teach me, this is how you do it, you know, and things like that. And he would actually give me criticism, you know what I'm saying? You know, as younger, you know, have this kind of ego. I'm like, man, are you serious? And I'd be mad at him. But I realized that as I got older, it's like, I understood why he told me to, you know, maybe you should do it this way or that way.
Yeah.
And so my dad was very much a perfectionist, especially when he was working, you know, creating these planes. I mean, I can see, you know, for Boeing. And so he, you know, all the electrical work, drawing everything, the layout, the blueprints that he did for that big company. So,
and is that something for him that he had to go to school for, or did he just kind of have a knack for that also?
No, my dad had kind of an act for it, but he did go to school for it. You know, after college, you know, the company saw him, and my dad was one of the best artists there, you know, and unfortunately he got laid off in 2008 and they got rid of his job, as things got to more technical, and it sucked, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was hard for us. But I was very proud of him, you know, and to finally see a lot of his artwork in galleries, in Omaha. He had a gallery in Lawrence and Gardens. That was, you know, that's a big area, 'cause he was known for his, like I said, his landscapes. And, he had one at the Jewish Center. And his stuff was huge. It'd be like 48 by 50, man. His stuff was big, man. Yeah.
They weren't able to work on a piece with him.
You know, I didn't, man. I didn't. But watching him, you know, work so hard, you know, and I was able to, like I said, get this website up to represent him is exciting, because, you know, it's just, I don't know, very sentimental to me. So
yeah man, yeah, that's, you know, like we said, man, when you have somebody like that that you're close to, and you kind of want to, you know, I don't know, you want to honor them, like, you know, after they pass, and you want to continue like marching forward, man, you know, it's a huge motivation. And even when you feel like it's hard, or like you can't figure out a way to keep going on, like, they give you that extra energy and that extra power boost, man.
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. Because I ain't gonna lie, dude, when I paint and draw, I feel my dad right next to me, dude. That's the way I feel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like he's giving me advice, you know.
That's dope, man. Yeah. Well, and I know, like, through my experience, when I've talked about, you know, my father and how he impacted me to bring Small Guy Promotions to be a business, and how I never really wanted a business, but, you know, that I did it because I wanted to find a way to enjoy life, you know, because life is too short to just work all the time for something that you have a passion doing.
Yeah. And,
you know, people say, hey, man, your dad would be proud of you, or, you know, whatever else. So I know doing the same line of work that your pops was doing, man, and people being able to see that, people who know him and know you, you know, that they know that you're doing a good job and carrying on that legacy. So it's just a good
thing. Yeah, dude, I wouldn't change anything for the world right now, bro. I've been blessed. I feel so blessed, dude. You don't even know, man. So it's just, but I just, like I said, I just encourage others, especially the that are in the art world, or just any career that they go through, man. You just, you know, I look for growth, man. And if there's no growth, to me, there's no point in doing it. Because so many of us, we live, you know, we settle, you know, saying we constantly settle. You know, I realize that we need to take care of families, but, you know, if I've always been the mindset of, you know, I my mindset right now is literally, you know, when you're younger, you know, you work for the money. But when you get older and you get tired, you want the money to start working for you. So,
yeah, that's the whole Dave Ramsey thing. Make your or have your money work harder than you do, man.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Right. You know, so, but like I said, I think that's a great thing about having, you know.
Oh, I think you muted. You muted yourself.
So.
What was that last part you said?
Sorry, man. Did it cut out?
It said you were muted for a second.
Oh, no, sorry about that, man. Someone tried to call on you. I'm sorry. I think the great thing is that about social media nowadays is that you're able to, you know, to create, you know, some extra income on the side, you know, even if it's part time, but you know, that extra cash will help out, you know. You know, what I always tell people is that once you clock out from your regular job, it's the things that matter most what you do when you get home, right? So many of us will probably, it's that lifestyle of you know, sitting on a couch watching TV. So many of us do that, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But what I'm saying is, it was like, work on your passion when you get home, because that's what's going to determine, like, what, you know, your purpose is, right?
Right.
Find, there's 24 hours in a day, bro. You know, even put in an hour.
Well, I think, man, a lot of times too, it's hard. Like for me, I didn't know what my passion was for the longest time. I'm about to be almost 40 years old, man. And it took me until 2013 to start my business, man. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that working for someone else was not the end all be all, and I wanted something more than that, man. So.
Yeah. But it's okay though, because when you're it's okay to work for someone else though too, because like you learn integrity and hard work, right? I mean, that's what you're taught, you know. Making an income is taught in the home. You know what I'm saying? You're taught to work hard, right? Because I mean, if you didn't work at all, I mean, it's not.
You want to respect it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you want to build, you want to learn integrity. You know, it's thus in this world, nothing's just gonna be given to us, man, right?
I tell my daughter, I'm like, hey, you're gonna, I don't know what you're gonna do, but your first job is gonna be in the service industry on some aspect, because like you're gonna learn what it's like to deal with people. And I don't care what you do after that job, but at least you're gonna understand, because like my mom and pops, you know, back when I was younger, they used to work. Well, my mom used to work for a printing company for a long time back in Ohio, and my dad was like a kind of like a factory worker at this, you know, those little orange pill bottles and stuff that you get all your medications in. He used to work for the company that made those bottles and stuff back in Ohio. But then when we moved to Omaha, my mom started working for like First Data for a while. And then my pops, he couldn't really find like the work that he wanted out here in Omaha. So back in the day, he used to be a custodian. So he just was like, you know what, man, I'm going to go and I need some kind of income. So I'm gonna go and be a custodian again. So he worked at like the airport. He worked at Metro. Shoot, he worked at, when I was going to high school, he worked at my high school for a little bit. But like, I always have a respect for people when I see them doing that job. Like, I know some people might look down on someone who's doing janitorial work. I'm like, bro, they're doing stuff that you don't want to do, bro. Like they need
exactly. More respect. Well, that's the thing, man. Well, exactly, bro. You should never look down on anyone, you know? If you're taking your family, if you're taking care of your family, bro, that's all that matters, dude.
Yeah.
It really does, dude. If you take it, you know, you work hard. And like I said, man, I always come with a mentality of working hard, but working smart as well, so.
Yeah, man. That's what we got to get better as, working, you know, smarter, not harder. Dude, so. You know,
I like teaching the knowledge, giving people the knowledge of what they can do. You know, I'm all about teaching knowledge, brother. You know, what I've learned, that's what I like to do with others, you know.
Show them the way, man.
Especially, bro, but it's up to them. It's up to them. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drinker, right? I mean, and with that, everything it takes consistency and, you know, and hard work, it doesn't happen. And I'm still at my job, bro. I'm still at my job. But one of the reasons why I stay there is because I, you know, when I'm running this cheese shop, it's giving me an opportunity to meet a lot of people, right? And so I like to network, you know, I like to get to know people. And if it wasn't for that, man, my book wouldn't be in that cheese shop, dude. Right. I really believe that, you know, whatever you manifest in here and you're in here, it's bound to happen. You just got to take action.
You got to work at it. And yeah, we talked about this before, man. I think some people just, you know, it's not easy. So people kind of get frustrated, or, you know, they get down about something not working out right. And those are like things that you just got to learn and get over and take them as learning experiences. You know, they make you better. You got to go through something tough. like, you know, you lost your pops, I lost my pops. There's different struggles that we got to go through that maybe we don't understand at the time that we're going through it, but like it makes us stronger on the other end.
Exactly, dude. It really does, man.
Yeah.
It really, really does. And so I just, you know, again, it took, check this out. So the book got, my children's book got published in 2013. Kroger didn't take it until 2018. You know, and yeah. I've tried, I don't know how many times I got rejected by them trying to get this in here, but it's crazy because like literally after my pops passed, that's when it happened. And so I'm just like, yo, what is this? You know, I almost kind of felt like it was a gift for my dad, you know,
yeah, it was
acknowledgement, you know, finally be, you know, it's just really humbling, really. I'm really excited because right now, since all this COVID-19 stuff hit and everything else, it has affected some of my business and artwork a little bit. So, but I'm right now I'm working with my friend Tony Jarris. We're trying to work on the second book, The Big Cheese Family Plus Two. And so right now we're just trying to get that out. I'm still trying to work on the drawings for that one. So it's kind of a little setback, but it'll work out, you know. So
yeah. Yep. Speaking of that, I still gotta remember to send you my story. I know I'm supposed to do that, but I keep slacking on it. My bad.
No worries, man.
I will get that. You know what? I'm gonna say it right here now that we're recording. I'm gonna send that out to you today after we get done with this. I'm not gonna forget to do it.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna send it out, bro. Send it out, man.
Well, so. Is there anything else, man, that you want people to know, like about your art or just anything about what you're doing right now?
You know, right now, if like as you and I talked about, if you guys are struggling with, you know, making extra cash and things like that, I definitely suggest getting into entrepreneurship very much. So, you know, learning some type of skill sets and knowledge that you'll learn. You know, also, you know, I like I said, I actually run two part-time online businesses. I run a nutrition shop online and then my artwork that I just launched up. So, like I said, social media is everything right now. And so it's, if you learn this, like with anything, I think so many people are so scared, you know, they're scared to take control, right? They're scared to take control of their life, right? Because right now their boss is paying their paycheck, but yep. For them,
security.
Yeah, you want to, you know, but with anything, right? You go into a job, you don't know the job right away, but you're taught it, right? Or, you know. For me, finding a financial mentor was what I did. So, yeah.
That, you know, you know what, man? That's an important thing. I'm glad that you said that because, you know, when you look at people in their, not everyone, but when you have bills and debt, there's a lot of stress that comes with that stuff, man.
Oh, dude.
So for me, like, and like my friends, we're all, for the most part, out of debt. So that's like a huge burden off of our shoulders that we don't have to worry about. So I don't have to wake up in the morning and feel like I'm going to work because I got to, you know, pay this credit card bill or this car note. Like, I don't have any of that. My house and my you know, utilities. That's all we got. But that changes your outlook and your perspective a lot. When you don't have that hole to dig out of, it's a big boost, man.
Yeah. And I think another thing is priorities, right? Where are our priorities, right?
Yep.
You know, it's so I'm gonna let you know my schedule. So this is what so my schedule is this. I wake up in the morning, right? I say my prayers, I go exercise. So my morning starts at 5:30 a.m. Okay, every day. I wake up at 5:30 a.m. every day, say my prayers, go exercise. Do some scripture study, and then I go to work at, and then I, you know, eat breakfast, whatever. Go to work at 9 o'clock. Don't get home until 6 o'clock, and then I draw, and then I go to bed. That's my day every single day.
It's a hustle.
Yeah, it is, dude. It is, man. But you know what? As long as I get my 8 hours of sleep, well, I try to get 8 hours of sleep. I'm good to go. But as you know, I think it's different also, especially with if you got kids. I don't have any kids right now, so it's, I have to admit it's a little bit more easier because I don't have any kids. I just,
yeah. You know, and
I, but it's just probably the best thing you can do that I tell is write a schedule every single day and see how much time you have. You know, where can you fit that in? You know,
yeah.
It's just really prioritizing. You know.
Well, and again, that's like, you know, what you said with social media, like it, depending on what your business is or your, whatever you're trying to pursue, like sometimes it only takes 15 minutes for you to do something on your phone real quick on the little app or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, how many times, I mean, a lot of us are, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of times, even me, I'm addicted to my phone sometimes, right? Like, but is that going to make me money? Be, you know, scrolling through Facebook for half an hour, you know? So yeah, man, it's, I think a lot of times we just come up with really big excuses for ourselves. Really, we're just lazy as hell.
Yeah, so, man. Or, you know, maybe you had a rough day at work and you're like, man, I need to just unwind and relax a little bit.
That's okay to unwind, man. I'm not saying it's okay to unwind. It's okay to unwind, but it's just how bad do you want it? You know what I'm saying? How bad do you really want to change, dude? How bad do you want this for your family?
Yeah.
I've always looked into. So, one thing that my mentor showed me was, what she always said to me was, what is the definition of insanity, right? You know, the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking there's a different result. Yep. You know. Most people
gotta give.
Yeah, man. That's what she told me, and it kind of woke me up. I'm like, okay. Most people, to make extra money, a lot of times they'll get work two to three jobs just to. Right. And then one thing that I like to do also is I read a lot of books. Think and Grow Rich is an awesome book. I don't know if you ever read that book, Think and Grow Rich, nah. By Napoleon. Yeah, dude, that's an awesome book. Let's see. What's the other one? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've always recommended that one with, yeah. You know, Kiyosaki, you know, it's learning to make an extra income while you sleep. And that's why I said online business is where it's at, because you learn to make income while you sleep.
Yeah.
Once you clock out of your job, your income stops. So the goal really is to make income 24/7.
Right.
That's the goal, man.
Yeah.
That's the goal right now. And that's where everything's at. It's amazing, dude. Especially when you're doing with online, you don't have to worry about any inventory or things like that. You just finding yourself a really good platform. Yep. For instance, my friend Benji in Seattle, he has a YouTube channel, man. That fool is is killing it. He's killing it out there, man. And so it's amazing what we have. We are very blessed to have the technology that we have today.
Oh yeah, man, for sure. Like you talked about before, you know, COVID season, you know, a lot of people have actually taking that time to try to find out what they want to do or what they're passionate about.
Yeah, dude. It's a blessing at the same time, man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And I'm always about giving back too, man. You know, because the more I always say this, okay, so the more money you have, the more options you have, right? It's right. Not going to bring you more happiness. It'll bring you more options, okay? You're able to do more and you're able to help out more people, you know? And I always go on that, man. It's all about giving, dude. It really is. You know, if you just went in for yourself, it's not fulfilling.
Yep. Yeah. One of the things I say is it's not about me. It's about, you know, other people. Like, what can I do to help other people? So.
Okay. Yeah. Because I don't know how many times, like, I've run into a lot of people. They're like, man, I wish I could help out that person, but I don't have any money. We have to change ourselves. We have to focus on ourselves to do that. We have to, if we really want to change, we have to change ourselves, right? So.
Yeah, man, I feel you. I'm with you. So maybe I don't want to cut out and don't take too much of your time on this Tuesday night.
Sure.
Again, can you drop all the knowledge of where people can contact you? That new website that you just launched, email addresses, whatever, social media. Where can people find Oliver and your work?
Okay, so if you have Facebook, go to Art by Oliver Bateen. Okay. Art by Oliver. If not, you can just look me up, Oliver Batin. You know, just contact me personally. You can do that as well. B-A-T-I-N, Oliver. And then BatinLegacy.com. So BatinLegacy.com, you can find a lot of our landscape paintings there. Also, I don't normally do this, but you also can contact my personal number, 402-943-8787. So if you guys have any questions, I'll be happy to even share my knowledge with you, you know, so absolutely.
Yeah, man. Well, there you go. And I will make sure to put all of that information in the description of this podcast, man. So to anyone listening or watching, thank you so much for giving us, you know, some of your day and your attention. Please help us grow the podcast and share it with your friends if you enjoyed it. If you're looking on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, you know, and just share it. Just let people know. Let us reach more people. Help us grow. That's what it's about, man. So
it really is, dude. It's all about growth, baby. It's all about growth, man.
Yeah, man.
It's all about growth, dude. Because you know what? Everyone has it. I know everyone is still looking for the passion, but you know what? I really believe there's a lot more than just settling and being miserable. you know.
Getting like the most out of every day, man. That's what it's about.
You have to, bro. You have to, dude. You have to, man. You have to, brother. So we have one life. We have one life to live here, man.
Yeah, man. So spread love where we can, and that's what it's about. So we end it like smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh.
Exactly, man.
Every day. That's what it's about. What's up?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, especially right now, there's a lot of negative in this world, dude. We need positive love, dude.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, thank you again for being on, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much, Donnell. Absolutely, brother.